Hi, this is Christina again from the Barcamp Open Science in Berlin in, March 18, 2019. And I'm sitting here with Melanie Imming and John Tennant, who have been hosting the, what I think was the most exciting session at the Barcamp today, with the title, How to Start an Open Science Revolution, or something to that effect. So would you please be so kind as to introduce yourselves real quick?
I'm Melanie Imming. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm an independent consultant. I work in the area of open science, research data management, fair data, those kind of things for a long time already. It's my second Barcamp, and I really enjoy the Barcamps because they're such a great, innovative, interactive atmosphere. And therefore, I really enjoy doing this session, which was sort of tongue-in-cheek, but underneath it, rather serious about how can we take this to the next level. Yeah,
and you did this with John Tennant. So John, tell us who you are.
Yeah, hi. So my name is John. I'm the founder of the Open Science MOOC, but I have a PhD in paleontology. So a little bit weird how I ended up here in the long run, I guess.
I think it makes perfect sense. So the session was called something like How to Start an Open Science Revolution. So how do we start an open science revolution was the question that was discussed, and it did not find an unanimous answer. So what was the main discussion points that you found most interesting in the session?
Yeah, so it was a bit of a provocative question. Obviously, we didn't expect like a unified answer at the end of it. I think my intention with proposing it was simply to get people think about why we're here, and the bigger picture, and something beyond open science. So, you know, how do we interact with different elements of, you know, the economics and the social and technological sort of transformations which our culture is going through? And it really helps you to sort of frame where you are within the space at the moment, and, you know, help people to reflect on why they were there in that room. And I think the discussion triggered a lot of these sort of these points for people. And, you know, what I'd like is to be for people to be more sort of introspective in the future about what open science means to them, what they hope to achieve through it, what they think the sort of common elements and the glue that ties all together are, and the values and principles which are driving us, and how that sort of interacts with all these different other elements of the wider role of science and society.
So could you identify any common values, common grounds? Because I was there too, and there were actually kind of different approaches. But can you find a common ground in the group today?
Well, that was, for me, that was one of the reasons to immediately say yes when this topic came up. Because one of the things that I see happening is that there are a lot of people who have to do something with open science. And for them, it's easier to restrict it to just open data or fair data or whatever. And if you ask me, open science is about a lot more. It's about inclusiveness, being as open as possible and as cooperative as possible in your research. And that was one of the things that really came out of the discussion, that open science means a lot of different things to a lot of people, even more than I thought so. So that was really, really interesting. And that is one of the things we have to tackle. We have to find this common ground. And when there is a reason why we are all here and why we were in the session. No definite answer to that, of course. But I do think that there were people who all of a sudden realized that there are others in the room who think differently about these things, which was very exciting, if you ask me.
I mean, one of the dynamics that I have heard before and that I found very interesting today was that basically one group saying, okay, we should switch from like closed metrics to open metrics, and that's great. And other people said, that is like, no, we have to smash capitalism first. So that was basically, that was the scope of the discussion, right? Moving a single service to open versus looking at the underlying like social structures and addressing those first. It was not only about capitalism, but also about, I think, sexism, racism. Yeah. Ableism, etc. So on this scale, where do we start? What do we do? What do we do next? What do we do first? What's a good approach here?
Oh, it's so difficult to tell. Yeah. Like, I think the first step is trying to just figure out what the common ground and the shared values that we all have are. And then from that, try and figure out actually what the bloody hell open science is for. Like, what is the end goal? You know, the end goal of open science cannot be to simply just have open metrics or open source or, you know, better research data management. It, you know, there are, these things are not acting in isolation. They're all connected to wider societal issues and, you know, these fundamental principles. You know, I think it was so beautiful that we, you know, had these discussions around feminism and capitalism come up, because for a lot of people in that room, I just don't think they'd ever even thought about it before.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we can't even agree on what the common messaging and ground between all of us is, then how the hell are we supposed to communicate that with people who, you know, in air quotes, are outside of the open science community? How do we then leverage that communication and sort of like a strategic communications and goal framework to actually convert open science from a bunch of people in a room into a movement? These are tough questions, but, you know, the whole point of this was to get people to think about them, and that's the first step for me. And hopefully we can continue this in the pub very shortly.
did the question of where to start like get a little clearer for you in the discussion?
To me it became clear that I have to be even more open about my motives, you know, why I'm into open science, because I thought that a lot of people are in there just to make sure that everyone, you know, inclusiveness for me is really, really important in really in the broadest sense. But then all of a sudden you realize that for a lot of people, as John said, it's something that is simply never thought of. Mm. So that for me was the takeaway. You know, I have to be even more, because those things are just done by showing people how you can do things differently. And that's something that I have to be more open about as well. Yeah.
So I guess we still have a long way to go, but we know the people that we're doing it with a little better now. And I'm actually leaving this with a good feeling and a more optimistic perspective. So before we go, do you want to add anything more?
The open science community is brilliant. I don't really know how to define the open science community, but the people I know who do open science stuff are the best people out there. They're like driven by very different motives to those who are perhaps in different industries. They are incredibly supportive and welcoming.
Yeah.
You know, they value things like equity and freedom and inclusivity almost above all of them. They use that to really drive like who they are. And, you know, every time I go to one of these little open science conferences, I'm utterly exhausted, but I still want to do more. And the community is empowering in that way. And I think,
yeah,
you know, we're going to need all of that energy if we're going to overcome whatever it is which we're trying to fight against, which we still haven't figured out yet. So, yeah, I'm delighted and tired.
Yeah, but we don't have to agree on it. I mean, I'm a historian, so very often these movements are, you know, there are people in there and they are in there for different reasons. And I mean, of course, you have to talk about these things and you have to find common ground, but you don't all have to agree, especially not if you're for openness and discussion and those kind of things. So, and one of the things that I'm really positive about is that more and more resources themselves say, hey, you know, this is just the way to go about it. And it's just, this should be normal. And compared to 5 or 6 years ago, I think that's more and more common. So yeah, I'm really positive as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now I need a beer.
Awesome. So I just summarize that we don't have to agree on everything as long as we're going in the same direction. And I absolutely concur with the statement that this community is really brilliant. It's a lot of fun and you guys are a lot of fun. So thank you for taking your time for this. And I'll see more of you, hopefully, very soon.
Sure, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Goodbye.